I've been thinking about messages and different things, and rather than sermonize it, I thought I'd do a teaching. I did that last week. Do a teaching before I sermonize what these scriptures mean to us in our day and time. So what is the meaning of a parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin? The parables of the lost sheep and lost coin in Luke 15 are the first two in a series of three. And as I said, we'll look at the lost son next week, or commonly known as the prodigal. So to properly understand these parables, we must recognize exactly what a parable is and why it's used. Now, my simple way of explaining it is like an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, but the basic level of parable is really a short story designed to convey a concept to be understood or a principle to be put into practice. However, it tells us more about the intent of a parable than it actually is, because the word parable in the Greek literally means to set beside. And the English word also is comparison. That's the way Jesus taught. He always would use those. But in the Jewish culture, things explained not in terms of statistics or definition as they are in our English-speaking culture. In the Jewish culture, in the biblical times, things were explained with mirror pictures, using their imagination. And Jesus was good at that, creating word pictures with his parables. And word pictures do not draw attention to the technicality, like the Jewish law, but to the attitudes and concepts and the characteristics. Jesus was speaking a language that all Jews in that day could understand, but with an emphasis on attitudes rather than the outward appearance that the Pharisees focused on. So parables also have an emotional impact to those who are soft at heart. At the same time, these parables at times and often remain a mystery with the hardened heart. And that's what Jesus was trying to get across and put himself in an appropriate place in the story. So the result was the Pharisees would be ever hearing but never understanding. Ever seeing but never perceiving. So using parables, as Jesus taught, remains a timeless way, despite the even different cultures and the times that we live in today, even technology. For example, the two parables contain commonly misunderstood concepts like grace and gentleness and concern and pride and others, all of which can we understand even though the story is over 2,000 years old. In the Jewish culture, character traits are often described in relationship to objects that are universally recognized, like the regularity of the sun or the refreshing of the nature rain. Also explains why poetry is the most common mode of language in the Bible. The Bible's full of literature, poetry, and just read the Psalms, and even looking at the Proverbs and some of the other things. However, an emphasis is on a particular detail, as the parables lead to interpretive errors, you know, like repetition, patterns, or changes. And they will often help us identify when we should be focusing on a particular detail. So, if we look at the details in these parables, I think the situation in which Jesus is speaking can be seen. And he closed it. He says, "Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathering around the hearing." But, I love the buts and the ifs, you know. "But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they murmured. They complained. This guy is welcoming sinners among us. And he even eats with them." Well, I think we're all sinners saved by grace, so we're all here today.